This is Winning with Wellness, a podcast about inspiring the wellness warrior in you. If you're feeling lost or alone in your wellness journey, or are looking for new ideas and inspiration, you are in the right place. A place you can learn about all things wellness in business, life, and living. Your host, Jenny Rice, will be bringing you inspiring stories and practical tools to improve your overall wellness, personally and professionally. Imagine what living a life of wellness would be like. Thank you for joining us today.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Winning with Wellness. We are thrilled to have you here. We're excited to inspire some new wellness ideas and thoughts to get you on your wellness journey. I'm really excited to have Tammy Cho here with me today. Tammy, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jenny.
Can't wait to dig into this conversation. So you guys, I want to share with you a little bit about who Tammy is so that you understand her background, and then we're going to dig into a conversation about wellness. So Tammy is the founder of Path to the Heart and is a self-love embodiment guide, psychomatic therapist, speaker, coach, and healer, whose mission is to awaken humanity to embody their self-love and acceptance and live in alignment to their higher purpose and the truth of who they really are. Sounds delicious. I can't wait to get into this conversation. Having served as a registered nurse and in the psycho-spiritual industry for 20 years, Tammy blends neuroscience, metaphysical law, emotional leadership, and the energetics of manifesting, and to support ambitious, purpose-driven leaders to create impact, influence, and income without exhaustion and self-sacrifice. Tammy specializes in self-love embodiment, life purpose discovery, co-creative goal actualization, and cultivating human potential. Tammy weaves a proven face and body analysis system and psycho-spiritual modalities to uncover subconscious challenges and dissolve patterns at the mental, physical, and emotional level to help leaders create energetic alignment and open to receive their next level of joy, fulfillment, and success with more inner ease and harmony. Again, welcome back to welcome to the show. You haven't even been on the show yet, and I'm saying welcome back. Welcome, Tammy.
Yeah, thank you for having me. And I'm reading that long bio.
But you know what? It's kind of like I'm down with it because, you know, it's brought in some really great things to connect about and discuss about because, you know, days in the past, we never really discussed spirituality with science. They were very much polarized to be opposite. And they didn't coexist and they didn't have any connection. And the fact that this is your life's work is a really powerful thing. So I would love to just dig in and ask you, what does wellness mean to you as either as a professional or as a person?
Well, wellness to me, honestly, means like a true authentic alignment with our body, mind, heart, and soul connection. And, you know, this body, mind, heart, soul connection is probably used a lot, but I honestly mean that because I spent my life, you know, working with the body as a nurse. And I then ventured out into this, doing the energy side of things and the spiritual side of things. And then I was doing the body in another lens. And it really wasn't until I brought everything together where I felt I was able to bring that long-lasting transformation in knowing who I was, but also feeling happy, fulfilled, and actually healthy, and connecting with my body in a way that brings me emotional freedom and flow in my life. I know that's a bit long-winded, but I honestly feel this. This is wellness for me, to have that congruency and alignment with all aspects of me and to accept myself wherever I am in that flow.
And I love that it is a big thing. It's going to be a long-winded answer because we, you know, and this is what I think is so powerful about this show is many of us were really raised to believe that wellness was strictly in reference to our ailments, not our mind, body, soul, and heart. And so, yeah, it is so amazing that we are starting to look at that whole purpose. And you talked about purpose. And I'm curious, obviously, you've gone through different phases in your career to the point, you know, going from an RN, and now you're, you know, you're working in the practice that you're working in. What's been that transition? Like, what got you there? Like, what was your aha moment that you were going to do these different things and change your trajectory?
Well, it's like, where do I start? But essentially, what really drove me was dying and then living again. And essentially, I was born into this world where my mom abandoned me as a 20-year-old, day-old baby to a physically and emotionally abusive father. And, you know, I was bullied a lot, and I learned how to really numb myself out. And I learned to just make everyone else happy around me. And I did well for myself, right? I became a nurse, got a good career, husband, you know, I got the white picket fence with investments and all that. But I really didn't awaken to do all this stuff until I had my 6-month old baby on those baby Einstein mats on the floor. Mm-hmm. And there was a community nurse beside me in my living room. And for the first time, my baby hit something intentionally, those hanging toys. And the community nurse said, "Did you see that?" And I was like, I saw it, but I was so disconnected. I couldn't even feel any love, like, for this precious little being. And it was a place where I was fixated on everything I had to do for this child, except for love her, you know? And it really, you know, and it wasn't for that nurse, like, in my living room, I wouldn't have known how disconnected I was. And, you know, in that moment, I was like, I'm not going to turn into my mom, where I wasn't physically abandoning her, but I was emotionally abandoning her. Mm-hmm. And this is where I feel a lot of people stand. And it's, yeah. And so this is what propelled me on my own healing journey. And even though I was on this healing journey for myself, I still ended up burning out because patterns play. And even though I knew, like, as one day as a nurse, I was experiencing this heart palpitations that essentially kind of went up my jaw, radiating down my arm, the classic heart couldn't breathe. And I essentially got wheeled off to emergency in front of all my coworkers at work. And leading up to that event, Jenny, like, honestly, I knew that I was burning out and having high anxiety and all this. But it wasn't like knowing was very different from actually doing it. And it was that mask I got used to wearing, that I had to be put together, I had to be perfect. And it was, yeah, it was big part of my journey and the second awakening, so to speak. And that really brought me into realizing it wasn't just mastering the mind. It wasn't just mastering energy. It really wasn't until I came back to my own body and felt all the emotions and felt everything and allowed it to just process through me. And then allowing that full integration where full everlasting healing happened. I feel like I've been dialoguing here for a while, but it's essentially that really, this is what propelled me on my journey and why I'm passionate about doing what I'm doing. And it's morphed into a place where I help people raise their deservingness level of what they're able to actually let in and receive. Because it comes down to essentially how much we're willing to receive.
Amen. I love that you, and thank you for sharing your story. There are people listening right now that are resonating with your journey. And it takes courage to tell the truth, especially about your daughter and your childhood. And what's so powerful is that somebody right now is listening, and you're going to change your life just because you are willing to share. So thank you so much for doing that here on the show. I appreciate it so deeply. And when you think about those powerful moments, we're given these moments, but it's interesting. Sometimes we don't choose to act. So I commend you for acting And sometimes it's, yeah, I when you talked about the whole heart thing, I was like, that was me in my mid, like my mid to early 40s. I was up all taped up to a machine and it's like, what is happening? How did I get here? Right. Because I was living on these expectations of what I thought I was supposed to be and this false truth that didn't serve me. So when you think about your own personal journey and sharing that, you know, coming through that trauma and the emotional closed off that you were talking about, if you've got any wisdom that you could share with people about your own experience, like maybe one or two things that got you moving in the direction of healing, what would those be?
I would say, I mean, really a big one earlier in my journey is really to surround yourself with the people that believe in you and lift you up, even when you don't believe in yourself. This is probably what everyone needs. And sometimes it's missed because we feel like we got to do it all alone. And we're just really not meant to do this alone. As humans, we need human connection. And it's just choosing the quality connections that are going to lift you up. And I would say later on my journey is to really never lose the connection to letting yourself feel. Like catching yourself when you're speaking, when you are not necessarily, you're trying to fill up space, or when we're in a conversation with someone and you're just wanting to talk more than you need to, or, you know, tell the story again why this is something happened. Oftentimes it's the place where we need to really feel within ourselves how we're actually feeling, because that is the universe highlighting where you need to look. And the freedom is actually through the darkness into the light. And so those are the two that really jump out at me, because when we don't believe in ourselves, we just need that support. And when we're able to hold ourselves with that respect and love, to really hold our emotions as well.
I love that. When you share about, and I loved, you know, I'm just tapping into something you said earlier when you talked about, it's not always about, it's about feeling deserving of receiving, allowing things to come to us. What do you think was that pivotal moment that you were able to shift into receiving, or into that awareness of receiving?
Shift into that awareness. Well, I have to say that it started off with realizing from my body's form and how I was walking and seeing how I wasn't on purpose with my life. And with that awareness, I started shifting that in my body and choosing that for myself. And in that, it started highlighting everything that I wasn't within my body feeling. And it was honestly through that, feeling the more difficult emotions and processing through them, was where the purpose highlighted for me, where I saw that this is me and I could choose it. And I could see what was not self and what was the true self. And it was letting go of that and choosing it again and again. And choosing it by the way of being with those difficult feelings. And in that moment, it's like it's thawing ourselves enough to feel that deservingness and catching every moment for myself where it was actually coming up. Every time I got to the edge and all these protection was coming up, it's being able to be conscious enough to let it go in again and again. And with that, it's choosing my deservingness, and also the important part of actually letting it in. This is where I see a lot of my clients get stuck. And so it is the shifting of the deservingness. It is a choice. It is aligning our body to highlight that for us. It's choosing the difficult choices, and most importantly, feeling it and letting it in.
You know, the word that you have said multiple times, which honestly, I believe is one of my favorite words, is choice. And I thank you for highlighting that. Many of us forget we have choice in all journeys of our stages of our lives. And you said it so profoundly with, you've got to choose to feel it. Right. Yes. I was so good at stuffing it down. I was like, I could pack emotion down better than anybody. But that is, of course, not serving. To choose to work through it is so powerful. So I'd love to hear a little bit more, like Pathway to the Heart. Talk to me about the work that you do. I know you work with clients, just so that people get a sense of how you guide people through. How do you, you know, bring them to that place of awareness?
Yes. Well, thank you very much for asking. And what I have came across is this like proven system where I use someone's body. I do face and body analysis, where essentially their face, facial characteristics highlight all their strengths, challenges, and internal conflicts. And there's a place within this journey where I walk someone through their inner world, their left side of their face, and also how they show up on the outside world. And I help them bring everything to light, where they come literally face to face with self. And it's often quite an awakening experience, emotional experience for people, because they realize they haven't seen themselves. And this is, I believe, my sole purpose, to really bring people to the truth of who they are. And so through this process of seeing self, awakening their heart again, working with very much into intuition, energy, spiritual mindset, and embodiment, and highlighting subconscious blocks that are showing up in their body, in that is affecting their wellness and health. Mm-hmm. Because when we're walking off purpose, it actually affects your whole alignment. So it's really bringing that body, mind, heart, soul all together in a coaching, healing, guiding, mentoring aspect, at the same time shifting it at the physical level to create what they're looking for. Another thing I want to sort of highlight is this piece of energetic alignment, because I walk my clients through a process where we get them to actually say what they're wanting to achieve and create in their lives. And I help them see where they're energetically, if they're pushing it away or they're actually receiving it. Because if we keep on pushing and doing more, but we're actually energetically pushing it away, it's like insanity. We're doing the same thing again. We get burnt out, overwhelmed, and it's making life hard, and it doesn't have to be. So it's So I bring in all these aspects to really help them embody themselves and live their lives for their purpose and their truth.
So I love that. I mean, what I would love to know, what would you tell your younger self, knowing what you know now?
Just love. Just really love and accept yourself. Because you're beautiful. Like, you are love. That's what she needed to hear. She needed to know that she was lovable no matter what. And now I stand for her. And it's, and we all need to hear that wherever we are in our journeys. We must not forget who we truly are.
Ooh, that's beautiful. When we think too, and those of you that are listening, ask yourself, what would you tell yourself? What would you tell your younger self? Trust me, they're listening. And what's beautiful, and I'm sure, Tammy, you've experienced this with people that you're supporting as I have, when we carry our old stories from younger versions of ourselves, we didn't necessarily have the support or the tools. We weren't who we are now. So to unpack some of those things, as you know, as emotional as they may be or difficult they may be, we're stronger and we're different and we have more capabilities. So the journey is worth it. Yes.
Yes, definitely.
the journey is worth it. So what I would love to highlight, you're offering a complimentary deep dive breakthrough session for anybody that's listening to this episode. Can you share with them what that means?
Yeah, it's an opportunity to really allow yourself to be seen and heard in a deep way. A place where I'm actually holding space for you to uncover your deepest truth in the space and to not run away from self. My passion is to help someone see and understand themselves so they stop running away from themselves. And it's a space where I uncover what's in the way to where they're willing to look themselves and to see if they're ready to free themselves. And so this is a opportunity to, break through, dive in deeper, and let yourself be held and experiencing yourself in a new light. And sometimes this call alone, it does shift people with the space that is created. And if you're open and willing, I'd love to coach you there.
So. I think that's beautiful. It's a beautiful invitation. I'm going to make sure that everybody has your contact information in the show notes. So that will be a beautiful way for them to find you. Now, I just want to turn the table. If there is anything that you would love to share that I haven't asked you at this time, please, is there a closing thought or maybe a quote or anything that you're like, I need to make sure this is said before we finish today?
What's coming up to share right now is that if we are not living our purpose, it will manifest into illness, chronic conditions in our body. So whatever is happening for you, whether it's a physical ailment, even symptoms. And then if you're truly on the journey of whether you call it ascension, more success, deeper fulfillment and love, it really is deep diving into the subconscious even when the signals are quiet. So I'll leave the audience with that.
Oh, so beautiful. Tammy, thank you so much for being on the show today and sharing your passion and your story. I know that you have moved people into action or at least curiosity. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me, Jenny. Appreciate it.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. And to all of you that are listening, tuning in right now or tuning in when you feel called to listen to this episode, thank you so much for being here. It is our passion and excitement to ignite the wellness warrior in you. It's in all of us. Sometimes we just need a little light switch to flick on to get us moving in that direction. Don't forget to check in at yourholisticearth.ca. to look for other supports and guides to help you on that journey. Again, thank you all so much for listening. And again, Tammy Sho, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Winning with Wellness. If something you heard today sparked your interest or fired up your curiosity, please head over to Apple Podcasts now, hit subscribe, and leave us a review. Your review helps us ignite the wellness warriors in others. Your community is waiting for you. Don't forget to activate your free wellness membership to Your Holistic Earth. You'll find the link in the show notes. It is never too late to redefine your wellness, and you don't have to do it alone. One small action can lead to life-changing results. I know because it did for me. And from my heart to yours, thank you for sharing your most valuable asset with me, you.